Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This week on Under the Radar, we look at the exploding interest in the rapidly transforming biofuels sector. The Biden administration's green energy mandate is phasing out fossil fuels in favor of renewable energy sources, including plant-based ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. An undiscovered company among Wall Street investors, Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, is well-positioned to benefit significantly from this focus. BIOF has developed a revolutionary and newly patented technology that converts ordinary plant material such as grasses and yard waste into sugars for processing into these valuable biofuels. Now they just announced the conversion of over 99% of raw plant cellulose into soluble sugars in under a minute for conversion into ethanol and biojet fuel, and is well positioned to become a major player in the estimated $250 billion biofuel market segment. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this and other stories, join us at UndertheRadarMinute.com. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this and other stories, join us at UndertheRadarMinute.com.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Ligertree Live Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about arguments. Arguments that we have with our loved ones, our significant other, our family, and the arguments that we have with people who are closest to us can be the most challenging. And these arguments are the most challenging because we have so much in the relationship. It's a lot easier to not argue with a stranger. It's a lot easier to not argue with an acquaintance or somebody you work with. But it becomes a lot more challenging to keep your cool when you're in the middle of a heated emotional argument with a parent, with a spouse, with a girlfriend or boyfriend, someone who's super close. And I want to talk today about ways to mitigate issues, ways of being able to contain oneself, to keep one's cool, you know, ways of keeping our stress levels down, ways of de-escalating the argument. I found that the more we are connected to the person we're arguing, the more explosive the argument can be. And that's because we have things called triggers. We all have things called triggers that we get triggered by, things that other people do that trigger us to feel a certain way or act a certain way or respond a certain way or avoid. And those triggers, you know, usually are with people that can push our buttons and people that we allow to push our buttons. When we look at the family dynamic, you know, many of you listening maybe have a, you know, quite an interesting relationship with a parent, and sometimes things can be good and sometimes things can be really bad. You know, with a spouse or significant other, things can be good and things can be challenging. And one of the first things that I want to talk about is if you have someone in your family or a spouse or a significant other who has a tendency of going into anger or explosive anger or rage, a lot of times when we're dealing with certain folks, they get extremely angry and then they want to downplay or throw away everything. And I'll give you a good example. For example, you know, there's an issue and you're trying to have the conversation with the other person and eventually, you know, they give you the F-bomb and they tell you they don't want to see you, they don't want to see your family, they hate your family, they hate this, they hate that, they hate this about you. And that could be challenging not to jump in on that conversation to defend yourself, and it can be challenging not to get into the conversation to continue the argument. I found out that there's many people that when they get angry, usually when they're upset, when they feel slighted, when they feel that you don't care, they come out swinging. Not physically. We hope it's not physical violence, but I'm talking about verbal swinging as far as basically burning down all bridges. And what I found is that it can be challenging to sit back for that 10 or 12 minutes of this display of well, just kind of, you know, on edge display. But at the same time, if we're able to sit back and allow this person to go off and not jump into the argument, we actually safeguard ourselves. We also, which is very interesting, by doing this, we also make it where the argument isn't about us. So remember, when somebody is arguing and fighting and you know, you say something and they come back with, I don't even care. I don't care about you. I don't even like you, whatever. A lot of times it's like, wait, why are you saying that? And that's rude. And stop saying that about me. And we get all into it and we own it, right? We own the argument. All of a sudden, when somebody's saying stuff to you that might not have any bearing, might not hold any water, all of a sudden we begin to own that reality because we take that personally. We take that argument personally and we begin to almost accept that as our own. And I want you to think about that. When somebody finds something or starts yelling at you, when somebody starts arguing or yelling, the only reason it's directed toward us is if we allow it to be directed toward us. Now, it can definitely feel that this person is directing it toward us, but it isn't really directed as far as it's not owned by us until we accept that reality and fight back. Okay, because a lot of times when people are arguing, they're generally arguing, they're just generally angry. And their anger is, they're unable to hold on and calm themselves down, that they have to, you know, verbally vomit around anybody that's there. And so I really want you to take a moment to think about this, because many of us are owning that verbal vomit. We're owning somebody else's verbal vomit by accepting that reality, jumping in on the argument, fighting the person. What about this? What about this? That's not true. That's not right. That's not me. You're being mean. And we're actually owning it. And I know it's hard, because what I'm basically presenting to you at this moment is if you can begin to see what relationships in your life have taken this on, what relationships in your life are you dealing with this situation, what relationships in your life do you end up owning these types of arguments, and I'm sure that this relationship, it's probably maybe one or two relationships in your life. Many of my clients say, you know, it's with their spouse or significant other, and they say it usually generally happens more often than not, or it can happen with a parent. And, you know, it's interesting because it's kind of a program, and it really is. We have programs with ourselves and inside of our own mind, and then we also have programs when we deal with other people. So some people, when we deal with them, is on one program. Some people we deal with is on another program. So let me give you an example. Let's say, like, your programming between you and your boss and how you act towards your boss is probably very different than how you act towards your spouse. You know, significantly different. The way you act toward a friend, and the way that you respond toward a friend is probably very different than the way that you respond to a parent. And the arguments and issues that you have and the way that you respond is very different as well. And the reason for that is we get into these patterns. So, for example, each person has a program, and each person responds the way that they respond, and usually we go down that same slippery slope and the same issue. So if I'm avoidant, and I've done multiple podcasts on attachment styles, and this is something that you really want to check out, are these attachment styles that are so important, and there's a quiz that you can look at for attachment styles. And I'll actually make a mental note for that, because we definitely want to put that in the description area here on the podcast. But those attachment styles are very important for us to analyze and understand, because we all have attachment styles based on the way that we were raised, you know, based on the way that, you know, our parent family dynamic. Right. On the family dynamic, the way that dad treated us, the way that mom treated us, the way that we felt like we were taken care of or not taken care of. You know, these are very important things to think about, and a lot of us don't realize how important this is to understand. And I believe that these attachment styles, you know, the way that we have these attachment styles with our family and how we were raised directly relates, until we actually work on ourselves, directly relate to every single relationship we have, every interaction we have, and how we interact with other people. It's very important. So, you know, when you look at those attachment styles, and you can go back and check out some of those podcasts, I think we also have some videos as well. You know, if we're dealing with someone that's anxious, you know, we're usually feeling pretty down or abandoned. It's interesting because if you look at anxious, and anxious is very interesting. Anxious is, you know, it's somebody that's a little more sensitive, right? Somebody that has a sensitive nervous system. Somebody that, you know, has a tendency of not wanting to directly ask for something because of fear of what the response is going to be. You know, that person might also act out when they're triggered, you know, and you know, if you look at like somebody that might be more avoidant, they might downplay the situation. They're really self-reliant, so they might move away from that. They might isolate. They can be very vulnerable though in a crisis. But if you look at somebody that's also maybe avoidant but fearful, they're more dependent in relationships. They have, you know, they strongly fear certain types of rejection. There's a lower self-esteem, high anxiety in relationships, and so that can respond very differently, right? So if I'm very anxious of what's going to happen, I might be the person that's constantly texting, what's going to happen, what's going to happen, where are you at, what are you doing, are you angry with me, are you upset with me? You know, if I'm more of kind of doing my own thing and avoidant, dismissive, I might not respond at all. I might not even be around. I might not even respond for several hours or even a day, and I might not think anything about that, but I might, but that's just the way I do things, right? So think about it. The way that many people operate, that's the way that they've always operated. And we have to realize that it's not necessarily directed toward us. And I want you to think about that. You know, I was recently working with some various clients and we were talking about their significant others, and their significant others have a tremendous amount of anger and rage. Now, the anger and rage didn't start just in this relationship. The anger and rage has been around for a long time. And in most of the cases, when I'm able to ask questions or find out information, usually, logically, you know, the person that has this anger and rage issues, saw that anger and rage issues with their mother or father, got to witness that in the family dynamic on a constant basis. So this isn't something that's new for them. It's something that they have been exposed to for a very long time, kind of absorbed that in the family dynamic and continued on with that. And so every relationship is similar to that. So what I have to, you know, allow my clients to see is they have to look at the other side of the coin. Okay, yes, this person is raging or angry or yelling at me or making fun of me or whatever that looks like. Now, this is their protocol. This is their programming. This is their attachment styles coming out in real time. Now, I can either accept that as my reality and accept this and then argue and fight whatever they're spewing, or I can take a step back and say, okay, does this apply to me? It feels like it does, but it doesn't. Am I kind of being yelled at? Well, I'm being yelled at, you know, around because I'm in the vicinity. Because the same person is going to have rage issues or anger issues, even if you're not around. You know, they're the same one that, you know, throws their phone against the wall and shatters it. You know, the same person that, you know, does things like that when nobody's watching. So we have to be aware that when we take this on, we're actually kind of accepting that we are the problem. And I want you to think about what I just said. When there's an argument or a fight that takes place, and one person's saying one thing, it's only our issue if we allow it to be our issue. So only if we allow it and take that and own it. And the only way that we take it and own it is when we fight it or argue it. When we're not fighting it or not arguing it, it's not ours to take. And so I want you to step back. The next time that you have an argument, we're going to talk more about this throughout the podcast, but the next time that you have an argument like this, really start looking at, and this is what we're going to talk about in our next segment as well, really start looking at the programming that you're coming to the table with. What's the argumentation style? Do you run? Do you stay? Do you fight? And we're going to talk more about that in the next few minutes, because this is going to really help us to understand why we kind of keep going down this same road and why we keep getting the same response. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about attachment styles and argument styles, the type of programming that we have when we deal with certain people in our lives. And right before the break, I was talking about arguments that we have with people who are very close to us. And usually that other person has their programming and they go down the same path they do in every argument, just as the same as we probably do. And if you're dealing with somebody that has anger issues, and it's almost as if they fight you, you might say something, they go after you, they fight you, for example, maybe, you know, oh, I hate you, or I hate your family, or this or that, and you know, whatever that looks like. A lot of times in that moment, they are just saying whatever they're saying in the moment, but that's not really how they truly feel, or they wouldn't be in the relationship really to begin with anyway. And so basically, their anger is getting the best of them. And what happens here is that we allow their anger to get the best of us, right? So we allow their anger to essentially get the best of us. And when we let their anger get the best of us, You know, what we do is we own it, right? We own it. We go, okay, I'm going to jump in this fight. I'm going to get in this. That is not me. Don't say that about my mother. Don't say that about my father. Da, 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 da. They are not bad people, whatever that looks like. When in reality, this person is letting off steam, and not in the healthiest way. But now we're going down that path with them and allowing this kind of verbal diarrhea to be somewhat justified, because it's like, if somebody's saying something to us that has no justification, if somebody's saying something to us that literally makes no sense, do we feel as though we have to respond? I mean, think about it. Okay, let me give a good example, something kind of random. If somebody says, hey, the sky, you know, the sky is whatever color, some color that it's not, okay? Do you sit there and have to refute that and go, oh no, let's talk about the actual color of the sky. You know, you need to get your research here. Let me go here and tell you about it. We don't argue that. If somebody says something asinine, do you sit there and argue something asinine? Or do you just kind of let them kind of just calm down, you know, take off some of that steam, and then, you know, you can laugh about it later. And that's really a lot harder than easier, because many of us have been so programmed to fight the fight, no matter how asinine the fight is. And that's the biggest problem. That's the biggest problem, is us having to deal with that and having to fight that fight, right? And it's like, why am I assuming that I need to fight the fight? Why am I assuming that this has anything to do with me? Why do I feel that I have any rebuttal necessary? I mean, there's many things that people say, and I don't sit there and even comment at all. And sometimes I actually allow them to find the funniness in their own situation. If I stay quiet long enough, either they're going to stop or they're going to begin to see how asinine what they did say. Maybe they might laugh. Maybe they just might be quiet. But either way, I don't need to rebuttal. And I found that this is the best response, but it can be very challenging, because remember, many of us are programmed when it comes to a family member that's very close, or a spouse or a significant other, we're programmed to fight that fight because we've always done it. We've always fought the fight. We've always gotten into the trenches, no matter how asinine it is. And so I'm asking you, we need to begin to look at our own programming. We need to look at, how is it that I get into an argument with my spouse, for example, or my significant other? How does that start? And if you are the one that's more mild-mannered, and it seems like you become reactive and triggered by what they're saying, this is a perfect show for you to really think about this, because we're going to walk through exactly how you handle an argument. Because many of you might say, well, I leave, or I do this, or I do that. And I know we're all trying to do the best we can, but sometimes the things that we're actually doing can trigger the other person to get even more out of control. And I know that's not what you're wanting here. I know that none of us want other people to get fully out of control. That's not what we want. We want to calm people down. And so that's why today's show is so important, is to figure out how to do that and look at ourselves and our actions to be sure that we're doing the right things as well. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about argument styles, I'm talking about programming, I'm talking about attachment styles. And right before the break, I was saying, you know, it's one thing for one person to get out of control and to lose it and to get angry and to say things that they don't mean, but it's another thing for us to get triggered to argue back with them. And quite honestly, usually we do that and there's no reason to, and all we're doing is owning a stupid argument. Basically, we're saying, oh, okay, you made this stupid comment, and instead of me just listening to it and letting it go and not owning it, I'm going to jump in and fight you on that, and I'm going to argue with that. And now, all of a sudden, guess what? I'm going to own this asinine argument that has really nothing to do with me. It has to do with your anger and rage issues. And so let's talk about that. What is some of the programming that you come into the argument with? And because I know that it's easy for us to see the other side. So if the other side is very angry or very easily, you know, ticked off or, you know, doesn't take much to really get them going, and then they get angry and they get all, you know, and they say things they don't mean, and they tell you how bad you are and how much you suck and how bad your family is and, you know, how your cat stinks and all that great stuff, and they say it all the time when they get really angry. It's like, why do we argue? You know, why are you sitting there defending the cat? You know, I get it. Your cat doesn't stink, but do we have to sit there and say, the cat doesn't stink, you're wrong? It's, we know that this person literally is grasping at straws, saying as many mean things as, I call it verbal diarrhea, right? Because it really is disgusting after a while. And some people just can't get a hold of it. But it's a lot easier to see what they're doing than to see what we're doing. So let's begin to look at that. What are some of the things that you do? Do you get too close? Do you automatically get triggered and you're already angry and you're already upset and you don't know what to say and you're already super tense? Super angry, already on edge. Are you already like presupposing what the other person's going to say? Many of us have already, oh, okay, here she goes again, or here he goes again. He's going to say something about my kid. He's going to say this. He's going to say that. He's going to go after my kid from a previous marriage, or maybe make a comment about this, or say something about that, or she's going to say something about this. So we're all waiting for something big to happen, and we're all ready for that. We're all on edge and triggered to get super angry. Maybe you're one of those that gets in the silence. You decide to pull out the silent treatment. And, you know, I know that sometimes the silent treatment for some of you is used because you don't want to say something you don't mean. Some of you may use the silent treatment because that's what was kind of taught to you when you were in your household and your family dynamic. Either mom or dad used the silent treatment. And I know it's hard to see that because all of us want to be that individual that did our own thing and never was impressionable we're not mom or dad regurgitated, right? None of us want to be that. We all want to be different people. But I really need you to take a look at this because I know that a lot of folks that come to me, when they react with the silent treatment, we go back and we find that mom or dad also react with the silent treatment. Even mom or dad might still be using the silent treatment. You know, some of you that are not using the silent treatment, but, you know, the other person is using the silent treatment and you respond back with, please, please talk to me, please talk to me. That's probably because you got the silent treatment growing up and you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle not being talked to. And so I'm not judging one way or the other here because I know that some of you that use the silent treatment use that because you don't know what to say. Maybe some of you that use the silent treatment also feel as though you're exhausted and there's nothing to say because every time you open your mouth, the person argues or fights whatever you say, so you really can't say anything. So there's a lot of different levels. And so that's something that I really want us to think about. So think about, what is the programming that you go into? And think about the toughest fights you've been having or arguments you've been having. Now, if you're having physical fights, we got to get healthy. But you really need to think about, you know, getting to safety and finding some help. We have to be really careful nowadays. Men and women are being physically abused. And it's not a laughing matter. There are men and women all over the world. And, you know, if you're being physically beaten, you know, you do need to find safety and you do need to get out of that environment. However, when we're talking about these types of arguments, I want you to think about who is it that you have the toughest arguments with. OK, think about that. Can you think about the last time you had an argument with them? OK, try to get that in your mind. We're not reliving it to have all this pain. I'm just saying try to get in your mind so we can look at the programming. Now I want you to ask, so when that person, who was the first one to make the comment, what was the comment, and where did it go? And then when that person lashed out or whatever, how did you respond to that? Because many times we respond in ways that trigger the other person to get even more angry. And I'm not talking about we need to walk on eggshells here. I'm just saying that we're both triggering each other to do things. So, for example, if you took the silent treatment, so if you say one person that got silent during an argument doesn't want to talk, and the other person's like, come on, and baiting them to talk, that's going to create even more of an issue, and that person's going to get even more silent, because it's going to trigger them to even get more in their shell. Okay, you think about it. Like, for example, if somebody gets rageful and they get really angry, they're going to get louder, more animated, okay, to get their point across, especially if they feel like you're not listening to them. If they feel like you're not listening to them, they might get more angry. They might get more loud. They might get more intense. If you're also getting intense, you might also be creating more intensity. So let's say like you're raising the intensity as well. So they're getting angry, you're getting angry, they're getting louder, you're getting louder, you're matching their loudness, they're matching your loudness. This could create a real toxic situation, a very unhealthy situation. But the extreme also does exist. So let's look at the extreme. So let's say the other person is arguing, getting very animated, and then instead of you kind of matching pitch, you get really, really low. Okay, we need to stop this. This isn't good. We need to, you know, calm down. That can actually trigger a person even more so, because it almost feels like you are manipulating them in their mind. I always find it interesting, and I've talked about this before on other podcasts, but, you know, one of the biggest challenges is when you're, you know, when somebody really does get super calm, it's like, that's a good thing to calm down a situation, but sometimes we have to match a little bit. So we're not yelling, but we're also not like in this little calm, quiet voice that sometimes people can get really, really triggered by, because they feel like they are being manipulated. They feel like you're playing a game with them. And so we have to be really smart about how we respond. But it's not just about how we respond and how they respond. It's about how did we learn some of these response behaviors? How did we learn some of these behaviors? How did this come to play? How did some of these responses become part of our daily activity? Like, look at it. How did some of these things become part of how we act in an argument? And if you look back at it, I'm assuming you're going to see that some of these things that you do in every argument. I know that I've had some clients say, yeah, I would just leave. I would leave, get in my car, and go. And I said, but the thing is that it's one thing to leave. It's a different thing to say, I'm getting the heck out of here, slamming the door, jumping in the car, you know, spinning the tires. You know, that's a totally different thing. Also, remember, if somebody has abandonment issues, okay, and I'm not saying we always have to worry about what the other person's thinking or feeling, but it's not a bad thing. But if somebody has abandonment issues, we have to look at that. So if we get up and leave without saying anything, or we get up and leave and slam the door, that's not going to help us with somebody with abandonment issues. That's going to cause us a lot of issues we don't need. So if somebody does have abandonment issues, and it's not hard to figure out what issues people have, right? You say, hey, I'm not going to continue in this conversation right now because I don't feel like it is prudent or needed. I'm going to go take a break, and I'll be back in an hour. Okay, so we told this other person what we're doing, and we said that we were going to be back in a certain period of time. Now, you don't have to be back in an hour, but you have to give a time period and then show back up in that time period. So I'll be back in 2 hours. I'll be back in 45 minutes. I'll be back at 7 o'clock, whatever. But you're giving that person, one, you're telling them what you're doing. Two, you're giving them a timetable. And you're also letting them know what you're doing, and you're not running out the door, slamming the door, squealing the tires. Okay, because I've even had, you know, stories of people, you know, that I've worked with that have told me, you know, hey, you know, he ran outside, got in the car, and I grabbed a hold of the back of the car, and, you know, I was swung off the vehicle, or I jumped on the back of the truck bed, and, you know, I mean, I've heard it all. I've heard a lot. Because it triggers that person that you're running away. It triggers that person that you're leaving. It triggers that person that, you know, and the trigger is not, you know, remember our triggers, it's not like they're almost like prehistoric. You know, they've been there for a long time. It's not like there's any sort of reasoning in these triggers. There's not like there's any reasoning in these triggers. Not like, oh, you know, I know that they're not leaving me forever. We've been married. We live together. You know, we've been here for how many years, and they're not going anywhere, but the trigger when they leave, oh my God, you know, your head, oh, they're leaving forever. And you jump up and grab on the back of that truck bed, right? Those are just the things that happen in life. And those triggers are not necessarily, you know, well thought out, because they're not, right? It's a program. And so I need you to think about, what are some of these, like, triggers that you have? And if somebody argues with you, why do you get angry back? Why do you say that? Why do you fight back? Why do you need to fight back on something that is asinine? But see, a lot of times that when people say something negative or derogatory, they say something that we actually don't know is not true or false. So some of the things that they say about us hurt us because we actually have an insecure thought process about ourselves, or we have actually thought that thing about ourselves before, or we've been told that before about ourselves. Right? Think about it. Because if you know that you're a good person and you didn't do X, Y, Z and somebody's saying you did it and you know it for a fact, you're going to be like, whatever. You know what I mean? Hey, whatever. You're going to walk down that road again. I'm not interested. I know my truth. But when we don't really know our truth and we question our truth, when somebody says that we're not good enough or we've done something, whatever, you know, or they're going to leave or whatever, we don't know our value. That's when we start getting angry or freaked out. Somebody say, I'm going to divorce you. I'm leaving you. You're a horrible person. I mean, you know, we have to get to the point where we know our value. We have to get to the point where we're okay on our own, which all these things take time and work. And then it's like, why am I arguing something, especially if you know that this person goes down this program more often than not? Especially if this person is going down the same program more often than not, because that's telling us that this is the way that they fight. This is based on attachment style. So if somebody's constantly telling you they're going to get a divorce, that's their security. A lot of times when people say, I want to divorce you, I want to leave you, I'm tired of this relationship, I want to get out of it, usually what they're wanting you to say is, oh no, please don't leave me. Oh, please don't leave me. No, let's work it out. Okay, that's what they're wanting you to say. You don't have to say that, but that's what they want. But a lot of times we get triggered to say, fine, go then. You know, get the hell out anyway. Right? And then what? And then they get fired up, and then their abandonment issues get all fired up. Then they say really nasty things. Right? So we just keep... What we have a lot of times here is we have, like, we're matching each other's issues. We're matching each other's programs, but just in the opposite form. And this does not add to healthy conditions, right? This does not add to healthy conditions. This creates static. And we have to be able to communicate so well to eliminate this type of static. Because that's what it is. It's programs based on top of a program, based on an interaction of a program. And it's two people holding up to their things that they want to hold up to, that they want to live by, that they don't want to change, and how that impacts both people. Right? And so I want you to think about that. Start analyzing, you know, when you're in an argument with this person, how do you respond? Okay, how can we make some of those changes? One of the things that I advocate is to step back. I need you to physically step back just to analyze things. Like just a small bit, but just enough that you say, okay, I'm taking Ashley's thoughts into consideration. Right now I'm going to take a step back because the closer I'm into this, the more I feel like I'm in some sort of actual fight, which is true, right? Think about it. It's like when you're, the first thing you want to do is get a little bit of the lay of the land, step back enough to see things clearly. And then if you're listening to them, listen to what they have to say. You don't have to take it to heart. And we also don't have to argue it, meaning that we don't have to take it to heart, because if we take it to heart and we argue it, we're saying, oh yeah, virtually, you know, yeah, you're right. This is true. What you're saying is true. And I'm going to fight you for it. That's just not, you know, somebody saying, you know, hey, you're this or that. Why do we have to fight? Why do we have to defend ourselves knowing that this is something that happens more often than not, and this is the defense mechanism, and this is how someone normally turns the argument. Think about it. So there's an argument that's going on about one particular thing. The person turns it around on you, right, and starts saying some things about you that's nasty. You start defending yourself, right? And then all of a sudden this comes about your problems and your issues and you trying to defend yourself. And the big issue that was the argument is no longer talked about. And it's not at all resolved. It's not at all resolved. Right? And that's where a lot of you are right now. That program. We're going to fight, fight, fight. We're going to fight, fight, fight. We're going to do our thing. We're going to do our normal programming. And then guess what? Nothing's resolved. And we rinse and repeat. We rinse and repeat. And so I want us to start looking at how can we begin to resolve these issues? How can we begin to have some clarity where we can actually sit back and go, okay, I see this is her normal response. Now I'm going to step back and I'm going to let her just do her thing for 5-10 minutes, even though it's not the most fun to listen to. And then I might come back with a comment, or I might not say anything and see if they can resolve their own anger. And let's go back to the actual reason why we were having this conversation in the first place, to actually work on some resolve. That's going to be helpful for you. Stay tuned. I have a bit more here in the podcast. Don't miss it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about arguments and programming and how we get into that same similar programming, argument after argument, especially when it's with a significant other or a family member, somebody that we get emotionally triggered by. And right before the break, I was saying we need to start looking at our own things that we bring to the table in an argument. Most often, it's a lot easier to see what someone else is doing than to see how we are operating. And to also analyze how our responses can also add an aid and abet and more triggering to the other person. Now, let me get one thing clear. I'm not saying that we're supposed to walk on eggshells. I'm saying that we need to understand how we impact others and then how that impacts the argument. Basically, I feel that many of us have arguments that don't ever get resolved because the argument gets changed and one person begins to turn it around on the other person, calling them names or finding fault in them. And then the other person that's being told this stuff begins to argue and fight that because they take it personally. That becomes the key argument. The issue is no longer the issue. We lose any sort of clarity and resolve, and we argue and fight this. And this becomes our theme. And so, literally, I want you to really think about that. What are you bringing to the table? How are you responding? You know, when somebody is saying something derogatory to you, do you sit there and argue it, or can you step back and let them vent, even though it's not a healthy vent, but let them vent and then maybe respond later? You know, I've realized that as long as I don't own something that's asinine, then I'm okay. If somebody comes at me and attacks me verbally, it's only if I start getting into it, yelling and screaming back at them, that now I own it. But if I don't own it, I don't own it. You know, I just look at them like, okay, I hope you're, are you done yet with your diatribe? But at the same point, it's like, okay, I don't have to own that because it's not mine to own. You know, and all these different things that we bring to the table, whether it's storming out, you know, or the silent treatment, or yelling, or rage, all these things need to be looked at and analyzed. And I'd like you to analyze this stuff and kind of, you know, was there anybody in your life that showed you some of this behavior? I mean, that's a big one. Because this doesn't have to be you. You don't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that all the time. We don't have to rage. We don't have to get to that level. We can start beginning to slow down. So if you are a rager and you do get angry, try to stop going down that rabbit hole as fast as you can. Catch it, because your tendency is to yell and scream and to say things you don't mean. And some of those things really hurt. But on the flip side, if you're the person that goes after them and fights them for what they said, why are you fighting them? It's not like they're listening to you anyway. And so analyzing that can be very helpful, and it can also help you to slow down these types of arguments and to not be so triggered. Because if we can minimize our triggers, we can really get on top of our life. If we can minimize our triggers, we begin to understand who we are even more. And the only way that we minimize our triggers is by learning about ourselves and really seeing who we are in every situation. In some of these situations, we might not want to see everything, but this is very valuable for our growth. Our growth. Because as we grow, we learn. And the more we learn, the more we're able to understand other people, but better yet, we're able to understand ourselves, create happiness, create joy, work on things that we might not need in our life, really analyze those types of things and work hard to make things better. Check out my YouTube channel when you get a chance. Go to YouTube. Just put in Ashley Burgess. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. We have new video content up every week. We also have options for memberships on the YouTube channel. We also have a new membership option on the website, Ashley Burgess. All exclusive content as well. Also, we have a new TikTok up as well. So if you like TikTok, go check out TikTok. It's shorter versions of a lot of the videos that we put out there on YouTube. So that can be very helpful. Also, new blog posts up every week on AshleyBurgess.com, so check out those. So if you prefer the written word over video, you have that option as well. Also, the podcast. Check out the podcast. Podcasts are everywhere that podcasts are. So everywhere that you listen to a podcast at, we are there. Just go to Live Your True Life Perspectives. You can find it. You can subscribe, and you can know when each podcast drops, and that can be very helpful. If you like Apple, we're on Apple. If you're on Spreaker, if you're on Spotify, we're all there. So check it out. So it's either under my name, Ashley Burgess, or check out Live Your True Life Perspectives. We're on Amazon, too, which is cool, too. And you can listen to the show there, I think, on Alexa and all those different options as well. We have a great show coming up for you next week. We had new video content that we're uploading on YouTube today. Great stuff going out there. New members videos as well. And in the meantime, it's up to you to really learn about yourself, to take in all the necessary information you need to better understand you. Once you better understand you, you better understand what you stand for. Once you understand what you stand for, you have a better clarity of purpose. And purpose is ultimately knowing exactly who you are. I appreciate you. Take care. See you next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. And I'll be back this time in three shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create, and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.